Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Your long weekend is looking fairly good. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. A Belleville man is facing charges related to an alleged construction fraud impacting two Coburg businesses. Police began their investigation in February, claiming that two businesses in the East End had contracted Brandon Bondgaard to provide electrical work and materials. However, it is alleged that that work was either not finished or delivered upon. Authorities assert that Bondgaard stopped attending the businesses and ceased all communication. He is alleged to have received approximately $177,000 for the contracts. Bondgaard will appear in court at a future date. Brighton Mayor Brian Ostrander is seeking re-election. He is running a five-pillar platform, wanting to accomplish a fiscal review of dollars to programs and services offered by the municipality. This would include an urban-rural discussion to see if Brighton is delivering the services residents want and need at an appropriate cost, emergency preparedness, traffic and pedestrian safety, economic development, and recreation and partnerships are his other priorities.
One of the things I'm dedicated to doing in the next term is conducting that fiscal review. I want to make sure that we're providing the services that people want, that we're providing the levels of services that people are willing to pay for. And I want to make sure that across the community, the level of taxes people are paying are providing them with the services they need in those portions of the community.
Ostrander was first elected Brighton mayor in 2018. The town of Coburg reminds residents that municipal buildings will be closed for Victoria Day on Monday. These buildings include Victoria Hall, the Coburg Community Center, the Coburg Public Library, Public Works Building No. 7, and Venture 13. Coburg Transit will operate during its regular service hours, and Northumberland County reminds you that next week will be a bump week due to the holiday, with your curbside collection taking place one day later than usual. In sports, a cornhole tournament is taking place May 30th at the West Northumberland Curling Club. A portion of the proceeds will go to support Coburg Angels softball. $20 entry fee, and the competition begins at 11. The Montreal Canadiens have a chance tonight to punch their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals as they welcome the Sabres to town. Montreal is up 3-2, and the Jays continue a weekend series in Detroit today. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
I'm Philip Lawrence, your Member of Parliament for Northumberland Clark. It's an honor of a lifetime to serve each and every one of you as your voice in Ottawa. As your federal representative, my office is here to help you with any federal programs or services that you may require assistance with. Everything from passports to CRA to OAS. We are here to help. Give us a call at 905-372-8757. That's 905-372-8757. Thank you once again. It's an honor and privilege to serve.
Nuclear energy has safely and reliably powered Ontario homes and the economy for decades. Join a public information session on the potential for a new nuclear at the Wesleyville site in Port Hope. Meet OPG staff, get answers to your questions, and learn about the potential community and economic benefits. Register today for a virtual or in-person session at opg.com/Wesleyville.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Cloudy with a slight chance of showers today, high 18. Cloudy tonight, low of 12. Sunny tomorrow, high 23. And sun for Monday, high 27. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.